Hello, welcome once again to Leto's Law. I'm Steve Leto. This video will not have a topic in the typical sense, not talking the law. I simply wanted to put together a video and thank everyone. We actually hit some cool milestones here on Leto's Law very recently. And some of these are numbers I never thought I would see, ever. And so if you don't know that much about me or the channel or what Leto's Law means, and forgive me for those of you who do, but I had a radio show years ago, which explains all the microphones behind me. I know they're not broadcast microphones. Some of them are, but not all of them. But I just like the way microphones look. But I used to work in radio. I was a disc jockey years ago. I did a video about that recently. And then I was also a talk show host for a long time. And at one of the stations I worked at, the talk show is entitled Leto's Law. So I revived that with a podcast. And that's the important thing here. I actually started out with a podcast before I was shooting videos. And I was podcasting back in 2014, so, you know, we're talking a few years ago, and I started out posting my audio podcasts on SoundCloud, and SoundCloud is the hosting site. Of course, they're available on iTunes and other places. I've had people ask me, they say, Steve, can I find your audio anywhere? Yeah, I've been on iTunes since 2014, but the interesting thing is that I joined YouTube a little while later, and the audience is a little bit larger on YouTube than it is on iTunes. And the way we know that is the number I crossed yesterday on SoundCloud was I finally had my 1 millionth download. 1 million of my podcasts, audio, have been downloaded. The bulk of them through iTunes, but also through Podbean and Stitcher and a bunch of other places like that. But that's the audio version that people get pushed to their phones or devices and they listen to me. Now, I know a lot of people listen to me on YouTube also, which is one of those things I had a hard time wrapping my head around. But a friend of mine at one point said, Steve, you should film your podcasts and put them on YouTube. And I actually said, why? He said, because people watch those. And I said, really? So I started putting them up and turns out people do watch them. So I've got something like, I don't know, 400, 500 videos out. I don't count anymore. My numbering system, by the way, for those of you who are curious, if there's a number and a digit and then digits, you know, number and a period and then digits, or a dot, the first number, if there is one, is the season. So the first year of videos are just numbered. And I think I got up to 48 or 52. And the next season began 2.10 whatever. And then from that point on, so this year it's actually 5.188 or something like that, or 190. So that's how that numbering system works. But here is the thing. On YouTube, the numbers are also getting up there. And again, we crossed some more milestones, for which I have to thank you. For one thing, just to talk about the lost productivity of America, 89 million minutes have been spent watching videos of mine on YouTube, which is very, very cool. 9.3 million views. And right now we're at a little over 55,000 subscribers, 55,500. And I'm going to put up on the screen here some of these graphs and so on, because you'll see that there's a point where my show is kind of going along a little trickle, and all of a sudden, whoo, and it gets big. And that bigness occurred towards the tail end of 2018, right around Thanksgiving, believe it or not, of 2018. My numbers jumped drastically. And pretty much between then and now is when my channel's seen the most growth. By the way, I mentioned before that I'm going to get a whiteboard, which I have. Haven't put it up yet. In fact, I haven't even broken the stuff out of the holders yet. But I will be using a whiteboard in the future on my more complex topics. So I do remember the things I promise to my viewers. So again, 55,000 plus subscribers, 9.3 million views. And then the other cool thing, and this is extremely important, is that I can go in and look at which videos of mine and how they're doing. And my number one video is when can the police search your car? And that video, by the way, is one of the ones that got me a lot of the traction last fall. But that video has now crossed the 1 million view mark. That's the first video I've had that has crossed a million views, which again is a number I never thought I'd see. But to put that in perspective, as I just mentioned to you, my audio podcast during the entire time I've been doing it has a million downloads, and I've got one video that has over a million views. So that puts the YouTube versus everything else into perspective. The very next most popular video is Don't Buy an RV, which is the one I did very, very early on. And I'm surprised it wasn't the one that crossed the million mark. It's over 500,000 now. But it's the one that got quite a bit of a reaction. And every now and then there's a little spike of popularity with it as somebody points it out on an RV group and says, hey, by the way, guys, have you heard this guy and all his warnings about buying RVs? So that's a fun one. Went up quite a while ago. And for those of you who are curious right now, this is the third basic location I've used to shoot videos. I was in one location for a while. There's a door behind me, and occasionally you'll see Milo and Wolfie walk through the frame in the background. Milo and Wolfie are no longer with us, of course, but they are mentioned at the end of every video where it says, remember Milo and Wolfie. I then moved to the next location, which is where I've got either this bookcase or two bookcases behind me, and there's a ceiling sloping up behind me, and I was actually shooting at the second floor of my house where I had a ceiling that did that. So that's the second location. Right here is the third location, which is basically this bookshelf with all the microphones. So I've picked up a few microphones along the way, and that's the third location we've been shooting from. So the top 10 videos, like I said, a million for the number one, half a million for number two. I've got a few more that have 300,000, but in the top 10, at number 10 is a video I did where I went for a ride in a Chrysler Turbine car. I actually got to drive it, and I purposely made close attention to recording the sound so you can hear what the car sounds like. That video is at 99,000 views right now, 99,300. So hopefully pretty soon that'll go over 100,000. At that point, I will have my top 10 all over 100,000, which would be pretty cool if that actually happens. So that's the other cool thing about the statistics. But one thing I got to tell you, and this, I'm not sure if it's surprising to me or not, but I can see the demographics on my channel. And, you know, when I was in radio, we always talked about demographics. You know, who are you talking to? Who's your listener? And, you know, you want as many listeners as you can, but ideally most radio stations say we want these listeners or those listeners. You know, we want, you know, men 18 to 34 or we want women 24 to 35, whatever. And there's different age groups and gender classifications, and they often have different things they're aiming at. And it's very well known that there's some shows that skew very heavily one way or the other. I'm here to tell you right now, I'm the king of the skew. My show is 94% watched by men, 6% female. At this point, it's interesting because I know for a fact there are women who watch my videos, and I get comments from women who watch my videos. But I also understand that the people who comment on the videos are just a small percentage of the people who watch the videos. So, you know, you got to remember, I have people tell me. They say, Steve, you should avoid talking about this. You should avoid talking about that. Or be careful not to say this or be careful not to say that. And in case you haven't figured this out yet, I basically just come out here and I just talk. There's no script. You know, right here, I've actually got a list of talking points. There's a couple numbers I wanted to hit. But for the most part, I'm not having a script or a teleprompter or anything like that. And rules like that don't really work for me anyways. A lot of times if I worry about them, that's when I stick them in the front of my head and they're hard then not to break. But I basically just come out here and I have an idea and I talk about it for a few minutes. So that's what I wanted to talk about right now, though. And it's simply, again, I wanted to thank you. I wanted to thank everybody. And I've had people say, Steve, you know, you're not out here like trying to sell stuff. You're not asking for money, like contributions on Patreon. I don't even know Patreon. Or GoFundMe. You don't have any merchandise. The few things you talked about, you gave away. And that's true. So, you know, again, if you've subscribed, thanks. If you haven't, more power to you. Thanks for watching. But again, you know, I did the podcasts because they were fun to do, and I got the impression that people were enjoying them. And then I moved into YouTube, and it just turned out to be an unexpected success in terms of the fact that more people are watching me on YouTube than are listening to me on SoundCloud. So I don't know how these things work, other than when it works, I'm happy about it. But I understand that, yeah, I make the videos, but they would be meaningless if nobody was watching them. So I want to thank you again. I want you to understand how sincere that is. And my next video, we'll get back to the law stuff or poking fun at stuff in the news or maybe law in the news. Who knows? But right now, again, I simply wanted to thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. And hang in there, and we'll see how long we can keep doing this. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.